Again, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shumim Min Dogin. That the Mishnah says, anything you have flour inside it, so the Mishnah says, if it's a tarubos, or else chametz nikshon, you're over alav. If you eat it, you're over alav. But karas, there's no karas. That's the chiddush. If you have a piece of bread that gets mixed up into something else, but tarubos, there's only alav if you eat it now, no chiyav karas. Tanya, Omer Rav Yeshua, v'chimayach sheshaninu, kol shuhu, min dogin, harei zeroiva bepesach, since the Mishnah says a klal, anything that has flour inside it, has from these five type of grains inside it, you should know there's an aveira to use it on Pesach. Lama monu chachav meseilu. Why did the Mishnah have to say all these cases? Kutachabavli, Sheikh Ramadai, let it just say the klal. What do I care what it's called? This is called kutachabavli. So what? The site is, if it has flour, chametz inside this dish, you can't use it on Pesach. Why does the Mishnah have to say the names of these different type of dishes? Have the Gemara, kidei sheyehei rogo behem u'b'shmoseyim. There's an Indian, yes, you should know these different type of dishes, you should know the name of it, and you should know what it's made up from. Because nageya, kiho, like this maisa, kiho diyahu, ba'amarov, a person from Eretz Yisrael, ikloy lebovel. He once went to visit in Bavel. Heavy bishra baday, he wanted to eat fleshik. He had a piece of meat with him. He sat down, teed supper. He had fleshik, he had a piece of meat. Omalahu, so he told the servant, whoever was there, krivule mitichli, bring me something to eat with the bread, or with the meat. He wanted to have some other spices, some other food to eat. He didn't just want to eat his bread and meat. He wanted to have some lift and something to eat with it. A side dish. Shoma to kamri krivule kutach. He heard the way the people there said, bring for this person kutach. He wants to have another side dish to eat with his meat. Let's bring him kutach. His kivon, the shama kutach pirish. As soon as he heard they're going to bring me kutach, he right away went away and said, don't give it to me. Why? Because the Mishnah with nose says kutach habavli, and the Gemara explains what is kutach habavli made up from. It has milk inside it, and it has salt inside it, and it has chametz inside it. So if you want to have a dinner made out of fleshiks, you can't eat kutach. Because kutach has milk inside it. So it's nagaya to know what these things are made up from. It's good to know the ingredients. You want to know what food is, it's good to know what the ingredient, what this dish is made out of. So today you should know, if you want to have fleshik, this is milk, you can't eat it now. So it's such an Indian to know food, know what the food is made out of. That's why the Mishnah says all these cases separately, to teach us exactly we should know what the ingredients of these things are. So we should know when yes to eat it, when not to eat it. Right. So the Mishnah says that these strings have a lot. If you eat this kutach habavli, that you have here bread, and you have salt, and you have milk mixed together. If you eat it on Pesach, there's only a lav, there's no chiyuv karas. So tomorrow, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds? The chometz dog and gomer. We have mamish real chometz in your dish. Ayedei tarubas, just that it was mixed up. Like these first cases, this also sheker hamodai, that was beer. The beer itself was made from something else, but they used to throw some barley water into it. Now the barley water is chametz. That's mamish barley that was made with water became chametz. So they threw the chametz into the beer. So the beer has now a tarubas, a mixture of chametz inside it. But our Mishnah says if you eat it now on Pesach, you're only over lav. That's one chiddush. And vayta v'nuk shebeinai. These last cases in the Mishnah, these are melim shel tabochim, or else these kolin shel seferim, these are called chametz nuksha. It's pure chametz, it's only pure flour and water, but it's not 100% chametz, it's bad type of chametz. They didn't let it rise completely. It did not come 100% chametz. It's only 50% chametz. That's called nuksha. The nuksha beinai, and pure chametz, that's nuksha, belav. Who's the Tana from our Mishnah that says there's a lav if you eat either one of these two things? So Rashi says, Man tana de masnisen yislei chometz dogen gomer shenis arev b'min acher. If you have your bread mixed up into milk and salt, v'yeinoy bien, it's not then shenimuach, it got dissolved there. Inami, that's one case. Rashi learns, not then means it had to be dissolved. If it's not dissolved, if you mamash have a piece of bread in your dish, shenem shit you'll be chayiv koras. That's mamash called eating bread. On Pesach, you take your bread and put it into soup and eat it, avad it'll be a chayiv koras. That's called eating bread. Hayde terubus, Rashi learns, mean nimuach, means the bread got dissolved in the dish. It's a dish now made out of milk and bread got dissolved there. So now there's only a lav if you eat it on Pesach. Inami, another case is the Kiddush Mishnah, chometz nuksha. What does that mean? Rashi says, ra. That's bad type of a chometz. The isa bena, it's here by itself. Musaran alachilo asoy belav. There's a lav if you eat it. Tiktoni masista, Mishnah says, kutech habavli, v'sheicher amodai, chometz, dog, and gomer, these things are pure chometz, elish in esar of v'dover acher, it's mixed into something else. V'tachshite noshim v'yenahu. Mashenkin, the seif that the noshim use to put on the body to make the hair come off, that's made out of pure flour. Elo nukshehu. What does that mean, Rashi says here? The ain't a royal achila. It's not edible. It's not so edible. So that's a shrekite, the churb. It's ain't a royal. It's not edible at all. Usually we had the gemaras before. Something that eats, shein the derech achila, you're potter. And the other Mishnah says if you eat chomets nukshe, there's a lav. So why does Rashi say it's ain't a royal achila? So some want to say it just means it's not edible 100%. It's only a little bit edible. Or else you have to say, nechnami, here there's a chiddush. Even though chomets nukshe, Rashi is saying it's a bare type of chomets. Good chometz means you have your dough and you let it rise nice, that's good bread. That's called good chometz. Bad chometz means you didn't let it rise good enough. It was half risen, half chometz, half not. That's a bad type of a chometz that most people don't eat it. There's a chiddush though, if you eat it on Pesach, you should know there's no chiddush, you're over the lav. There's a lav eating chometz nuksha. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah that holds these two chiddushim? Regular chometz mixed in a tarubis is a lav, and this bad chometz is also a lav. Have the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Rabbi Meir he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya learned in the Brisa like this. Seyer. Seyer means also dough that started to become chometz but didn't become chometz really yet. Rashi says Seyer means shlenis chametz kol tzorkei. It's a dough that didn't rise completely yet. So it's a machlekes. What kind of dough are we talking about yet? But it says the Brisa Seyer yisorif. You have to burn it. Mashmit's called chometz already. Then it says, no, you don't have to burn it, but you can give it to your dog to eat. And then it says, if you eat it, you get malchus. So, it's a kashis brisum. Or Matthew just telling me this type of a dough that started to rise, but didn't rise completely. Say you, sir, this type of a dough you're telling me now is called chometz. Yep, you have to burn it. Alma, what do you see if you have to burn it? Also, bano, look who you're telling me this is called real chametz already that you have to burn. For the tani, then the brisa says no. We're nice to lefnei cowboy. You're allowed to give it to your dog. Alma muta bano. You see, it's muta to have bano from it. So it's a zero. And the gemara like this. Hachikomer. This is what we mean to say. Seya yisorif. You're supposed to burn your unleavened bread. What does that mean? The Rab Meir, the Rab Meir. Rab Meir according to Rab Meir Shita, and the Rab Yehuda, Rab Yehuda. We have Yehuda according to his Shita. There's a machlokes. What point is this dough considered like chometz already that you have to burn it? That's the machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Meir. The Rashi brings down. Seilas Rashi. Seyer, Rashi Shlonis, Chametz Kol Tzorkoi. Seyer, Pligi V'Masdisin. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah later, of Memches. Rab Meir Kori Seyer, Eshech Sif upon it. You have this dough, and it started to rise a little bit, that the top already got pale. Shech sifu ponav, the top of the dough changed colors already. Zel tchilas chimutzei. That's the beginning of the rising of the dough to say now it's the beginning to become chometz. That's what Rameya Shita is. And at this point, it's mamash, you have to burn it, it's called chometz already. Ule Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't know, at that point, have a seyer shehischel isodik. Here Rabbi Yehuda don't know. What's called seyer? When it's more than just changed colors, but it started to get cracks inside the dough. Krasadokin, dakin, kakarni, chagovin. Echolakan, decholakan. You had a few cracks in the dough. That's called the beginning of chometz. Rabbi Yehuda holds. Abo shechsif upon him. If you had your dough that stayed a little bit, true, it changed colors, but no cracks are there. Rabbi Yehuda matzi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's nothing wrong with it. It could be 100% matzah. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. Now, Rabbi Meir holds, no, Rabbi Meir holds. As soon as the dough changes colors already, it's called chometz. Now, the Rameya is a trashi. Karni chagovim, chometz gomeru. According to Rameya, if the dough not only changed colors, but even got cracks in it already, that's mamas called chometz gomer. Now, the Brisa says like this, vachi chaka gomer. This is what the Brisa means. Say ye yisorif, you have this dough, you have to burn it. What type? The yosef bano, tak osef bano, you have to burn it. Is say ye the Rameya, machzif uponif. Yisorif Rameya. According to Rameya, as soon as the dough changed colors, you have to burn it. That's called chometz according to Rameya. The Sayyid Rabbi Yehuda, now Rabbi Yehuda holds no. When do you have to burn it? And his shear is, the Rabbi Yehuda, when it gets already cracks in the dough. When you have cracks in the dough, that's when you have to burn it. So that's pshat at the beginning of the Braita. So the Mahoka Kama, Sayyid Yisorif, this type of a dough that has a shame chometz already, you have to burn. The Rameya, the Rameya. Rameya says as soon as the dough changed colors already, that's the beginning of chimutz, you have to burn it. to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds no. When do you have to burn it? A little bit further. When the dough got a little cracks in it. That's called the beginning of chametz. But before that, Rabbi Yehuda says there's nothing wrong with it. Now, the noisel of my cowboy, that the Braita says, you're allowed to take this dough and give it to your dog. Mashmet not osabano. I'll tell you, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda. It's talking about the type of a dough that just changed colors. Rabbi Meir says that it didn't have any cracks in it yet. It only changed colors. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, sheet that mamash matzah gomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you give it to your dog. It's not called chametz at all. His Rabbi, the shear of Rabbi Meir that the dough changed colors is nothing to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbi Yehuda at that time, you're allowed to give it to your dog. It's mutter banor. Chura shalosh should even mutter tirit lechura. To tell you, Staka speaks out. The nurse of Nekabu, the Rabbi Yehuda, midiraisa filu bachinu shari. Midiraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is even mutter tirit. Like we're saying now, Yehuda holds, until there are cracks in the dough, that's nothing. There's no chametz here at all. If it just changed colors, it means nothing. So midiraisa, you're allowed to eat it. Kedamino perakam with the chulin. The matzamal, you see. Elam de rabbonon also. But with the rabbonon, though, if Yehuda is made this type of a dough that already changed colors, you shouldn't eat it mid rabbonon. But avad if it's mutter banor and pesach, you're allowed to give it to your dog. That's what the Yehuda holds. So it's good to brisa that this type of a dough that just changed colors and has no cracks in it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called chametz. You're allowed to give it to your dog. The yoichlei biaboyim. If somebody eats it now, he gets malchus. Also, the Rabbi Meir. That goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. That Rabbi Meir holds this type of a dough. If you eat it on Pesach, Rabbi Meir holds. What is it? It's only the color changed. So that's called the beginning of chametz, which is called chametz nuksha. That's called dead chametz. It didn't become real chametz yet. Avada didn't rise completely. It only started. So this is called chametz nuksha. And Rabbi Meir says, if you eat it, you get malchus. Is shaminilah Rabbi Meir? We hear from Rabbi Meir that nuksha veinay balav. This is mamash the case of chametz nuksha. This is the dough that started to rise, but didn't rise completely. All what happened to it, just the face, the color changed. That's the beginning of chametz. That's called chametz nuksha. So according to Rabbi Meir, you get malchus. It could be according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't get malchus. It's only chametz nuksha. But Rabbi Meir is the one that says you get malchus for eating chametz nuksha. Now, the Gemara is saying a svar now, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, v'chol shechein chametz dagen gomer, ayadei terubis. Like Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Now all we hear clearly, Rabbi Meir says, is that chametz nuksha get a malchus. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, mazuch you get malchus, but chametz nuksha, pshita, of course, you get malchus if you have real chametz that just got mixed up with something else. I said, they tarubais is the biggest svar to get malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Now you just have to find Rabbi Meir holds, chametz nuksha gets malchus, so kal v'chayna, for chametz, they tarubais also you get malchus. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda learns pshat in our Mishnah. Tomorrow, Rav Nachman Amar no. Rav Nachman doesn't hold from this svara. Rav Nachman holds no. Aidei Tarubais is the biggest svara to say it's less of a svara to say it's awesome than Chometz Nuksha. So Rav Nachman says from Rav Meir, you can't say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir, I'll tell you only Chometz Nuksha is over the lav. But maybe Chometz doesn't gomer Aidei Tarubais. There's no lav maybe. So therefore, Rav Nachman has to say our Mishnah goes according to somebody else. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Lezi. Our Mishnah has to go according to Rav Lezi. The Tanya, we learned like this. Al chametz dogin gomer. If you eat pure chametz, oinish karas. If your mom is like a priest of bread, and leave it on Pesach, pshit yichayev karas. Al iruvay. What about you take this bread and mix it up into milk, and let it dissolve in the milk? You only drink it now, it's called the tarubis of chametz. Palav. If you eat it now, that's called tarubis chametz, you only get malchus. There's no chayev karas, it's only a lav. Divar Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. No. Al chametz dogen gomer on his chorus. If you eat pure chametz on Pesach, you get chorus for that. Al eruvai b'leiklum. If you eat a tarubis of chametz, you took your bread and you dissolved it in water in the soup. And you eat the soup now, it mediris its mutter. There's no lav even, there's no lav for tarubis chametz. That's the machlekes for Rebbe Lezer and the Tanakam and the Chomin. Now, so Rabbi Nachman says that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer. Why? We see Reb Lezer sheet there is, if you have this real chametz that you mix up with other foods, there's a lot of eating it. So Reb Nachman knows it's a kal v'chaymah v'chol shechein nuksha b'enai. And avad if you eat chametz nuksha, also you get malchus feeding it. As Reb Nachman holds, chametz nuksha is the biggest sword to say there's malchus. Because chametz nuksha is then, it's the chametz by itself. I didn't rise completely, so what? That's so-called chametz to be over lav. Ma'ashenker, there are days terubas, it's not so poshut, maybe it should be bottled. So therefore, Rav Nachman had a foreign geblezer that says that even if the chametz is mixed in with other foods, still it's for lav, that's how it's good, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer. So Gemara explains now what the machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda is. For the Mar of Rav Nachman, my time will be Rav Yehuda. Why doesn't Rav Nachman say like Rav Yehuda that our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir said that chometz nuksha, you get a lav. If you eat this unleavened dough, it's not completely chometz yet. It's only just started to change colors. You get malchus. So why didn't Rav Nachman say that's our time of the Mishnah? Amalok, because Rav Nachman's story is, I'll tell you, Dilma maybe, Ad kan lekam Rav Meir hosimela nuksha benai. When did Rav Meir say you get malchus? Only if you eat this chametz, this unleavened dough, but our core part of it's then, it's the dough by itself. It's not mixed into something else. That's a more stronger iser. That's why I understand you get malchus. Because this dough is complete, it's not mixed into anything else. It's not 100% dough, it only started to get chametz. There's a lot for that. But maybe, our chametz doesn't gummer. Even if you take pure bread, ayde terubas, but you mix it into some other food and it gets dissolved there, loy, Rav Nachman was a swara, that's not so chomer. Maybe there you don't get malchus. Therefore, Rav Nachman said it wouldn't be sufficient to say the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir, because I would not know Ayde Terubas. Therefore, Rav Nachman had to say, who does our Mishnah go like according to Rav Eliezer? Rav Eliezer says clearly, if you take your bread and mix it into something else in the Terubas, still there's a lav. So according to that Svara, Rav Nachman knows, Pshita Chomas Nuksha is also a lav. Rav Yehuda, what's Rav Yehuda's Svara? Just the opposite. Rav Yehuda, my time will learn like Rav Nachman. How come Rav Yehuda did not learn like Rav Nachman? That our Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezer, that holds Tarubas Chometz is beloved. Well, Omoloch, Rav Yehuda holds the Svara is just the opposite. I can't learn from Rav Lezer. From Rav Lezer alone, I wouldn't know both dinim. If I only know Rav Lezer, I would say, when did Rav Lezer say there's a lav? Hosem el Chometz don't gomer de Tarubas. Maybe only when you have complete bread. It was completely Chometz. Now you mixed it in with some other dish. That's when there's a lav. Because you started out with pure Chometz. But if you have this unleavened dough, it didn't become chametz legamri. It only started to become chametz. It's only the dough changed colors, but it never became chametz gamri. Maybe light, maybe there won't be any lav. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Therefore, from Rabbi Lezer, I don't know the din of our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Lezer said. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said, who does our Mishnah go like? It goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says clearly, chametz nukshi get a lav. The male according to that svara, pshiti get malchus if you have eat chametz adei terubis. Martani kavosav Rabbi Yehuda. I'll bring you right to Rabbi Yehuda's svara that chametz adei terubis is more chomer than chametz nukshi. But the Brisa says like this: kol machmetzes loisachelu. This is an extra pasuk that says any type of chametz you should not eat on Pesach. Kol machmetzes loisachelu. The Rabbi is coming to include kutach habavli that you're not allowed to eat on Pesach. Kutach habavli. What is kutach habavli? That's a terubas chametz. That you have the bread that they mixed it up into the milk and it got dissolved there. So the Brisa says that's what's also to eat on Pesach. You can't eat terubas chametz. The sheker hamodi. That's also terubas chametz. That's the barley that was mixed into the beer. The chametz hadomi, also, that's the barley that was mixed into the wine to make the vinegar there. The zeisim ha-mitzri, also it had the chitim or the serum inside it. These are all type of terubas chametz. These are the things we say you're not allowed to do on Pesach. But it doesn't say anywhere about chametz nuksha. This brisa doesn't add chametz nuksha. So you see a svara that chametz adei terubas is more chomer than chametz nuksha. Because this brisa doesn't mention any chametz nuksha. Mashma chametz nuksha is no aveira. It's only us that eat terubas chametz. That's like Rav Yehuda's svara. That chametz nuksha is less than terubas. Yochel, I would think maybe the brisa says, yeyonish karis. Maybe if you eat this chametz, that's a terubas chametz, maybe there'll be a chiyuv karis. But the pasuk says, "Kol machmetzes mash many chometz yiroifa." So who then should be a chiyuv karis? Talmud Leiman. No, another pasuk says, "Ki yichol oichel chometz v'nichrasom." But the pasuk says another pasuk, "Whoever eats chometz on Pesach gets karis." So it's a diyuk. Al chometz dogin gomer oinish karis. If you eat pure bread by itself, that's when you have a chiyuv karis on Pesach. V'aliruvoy belav. But if you only take the bread and mix it into a terubas, a mixture, and eat it with something else, when it's dissolved, Rashi learns, then there's only a lav. Now, man shamad lei, who's the tana di omar, ale ruvei belav, that holds that eating the chametz, ayidei of terubas, when it's mixed up, there's a lav, Reb Lezi. That was Reb Lezi shita. So this brisa goes according to Reb Lezi. V'ilu nuksha bein aloi komar. And this brisa doesn't say any cases of chametz nuksha. It doesn't say the case of tipule noshim. Why doesn't this brayta say also tipule noshim? Shemamina yavaraya nuksha. When you have this tipule noshim, that's this dough, it's not the true, it's made from real flour, but it's not edible. It's a bad type of a dough. It's chometz nuksha. The Rabbi Elazar Lesley, according to Rabbi Elazar, there's no lav. So you see, svar l'tib Yehuda, that if you only told me there's a chia for chometz aydei tarubas, I would not know chometz nuksha. Chometz nuksha is less. Since that chometz, like Rashi learns, is not edible, it's not, people don't eat it, that's a svar, the Torah didn't answer it. Only according to Rabbi Meir, there's a special limud to say chometz nuksha also is oivra. But if you just tell me tarubas, I would not know chometz nuksha. That's the right to Rabbi Yehuda svar. For the Mora now, Rabbi Eliezer, Eruvoi Belav Minoli. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that if he takes this bread and mixes it into another dish and it gets dissolved there, that if you eat it on Pesach, there's a lav? How do we know there's a lav? We just got finished saying, because the Pesach says, Kol machmetz lo yistachelu. Mashme, any type of a chometz don't eat. Not only pure chometz, even on the Adi Terubis. For the Gemara, this is the Pesach, Ihochi, Koris Nami Lechayim. You should even be Chayiv Koris then if you eat this dish that has the bread mixed inside it. So the pasuk says by Koris, ki chol oichol machmetes v'nichrusa. Another pasuk. Now before the pasuk was ki chol oichol chometz v'nichrusa. So that's one pasuk. If you eat chometz, but there's another pasuk that says clearly ki chol oichol machmetes v'nichrusa. Whoever eats machmetes, you get Koris. So you're telling me now, machmetes means even tarubas chometz. So the pasuk says you get Koris for it also. And the Gemara know. Hahumi boiler lekatanya. This pasuk that says next to Koris that says machmetes, you need for another drosha. I need to look at a time like we learn like this. Machmetes ein liyelash and it's chametz mielov. I only know that the chiyuv Koris if eat chametz that rose by itself. The chametz mielov means you only put the flour and water and by itself it rose into chametz. That's when you chayiv Koris. What about machmetes nachos dabracher? You put something else into the dough to make it rise. Like you put yeast in there, you put apple juice inside, you put something else in there to make it rise faster. How do I know that's also called chometz that you get koris? Talmud loyma kol machmetz v'nichrasa. That's the limud. That any type of dough that was risen, no matter how it became chometz, even aydei davar acher, still you chayiv koris. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the true, the lav nami lohochu diyosam, if you're telling me now for machmetz, don't come to tell me. True, it has to be 100% chometz. The chiddush is just if something else is put in to make it chometz. Not only pure flour and water, but even if apple juice, something else came in to make it chometz, for that also you get koris. Obizoy, maybe when the pasuk says the first pasuk, ki kol machmetz leshtachelu, maybe also it's only for that. To tell me, if you eat this chometz, you get a lav. So how do I know that taruvah's chometz is balav? How do I know? And tomorrow, no. At the time of the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer learns out like this, mikol. It says the first pasuk, kol machmetz leshtachelu. The Lashon kol means something more. Not only real chametz, but even chametz aydei tarubas also is balav. It says Lashon kol. Tavolay mekol machmetz. For the Gemara, ihochi for the Gemara, koros nami lechayiv. We're still back to the kasha. You should even be mechayiv koros also. To achsiv, the pasuk of koros also says, it says, ki chol leichem machmetz v'nichrasom. It also says Lashon kol. Ki chol leichem, whoever eats machmetz of nichrasom. So maybe ki kol also tells us not only chometz by itself, even are they tarubas. And the Gemara know, humi boiler lekatanya. This ki chol leichem machmetz v'nichrasom by the lashon of Koris that it says ki chol leichem machmetz, you need for another limud. This time we learned like this. Lekatanya machmetz. Let me skip something. And again, even for chometz, it's only yellow and chametz from a melov. Machmetz zorach and adam lemekom machmetz for nichrasom. For the mori hakad lav nami lachul yosid. Yeah, I skipped something. Went over this. At the time of the Rebbe like this from here mikom. Also nami yksiv kol. Whom he boiled l'rabbis es anoshim. From the word it says by chorus ki chol leicha machmetz for nichrasom has come to tell me even women, even noshim. Nosh that what if an ish eats chometz on Pesach she's chayav chorus. How do I know if an ish eats chometz on Pesach is chayav koris? From this pasuk, ki chol leicha machmetz v'nichrasom. Whoever eats chometz gets koris. Not only men, even women. That's what we need the pasuk ki chol leicha machmetz. So therefore, it's good. By the koris, it's only telling us women achayiv. But by the lav that it says kol machmetz leisachelu, that's come to tell me that chometz aydei tarubas, you get a lav. For the Gemara Noshim, you want to tell me how do I know that women achayiv koris if they eat chometz on Pesach? We know it's from someplace else. The Amr of Yudam Arav, the Chayin Tana, the very Yishmael. Omakro, the Pasuk says, ish oy isha, a man or a lady, ki yase mikol chates odim. If they do any type of an avera, that the chayiv the korban there, the chayiv malchus, they get their oinshin. The pasuk is saying hishva kosev. The pasuk makes it equal ish lisha, a man to an isha, luchol oinshin shebatayra. There's any lav, any time a terrorist is a lav, don't do something, that lav applies to a man and to a lady equally. So we know already, since there's a lav not teach chametz on Pesach, and it's easy to get chorus, cheat if an isha eats chametz on Pesach, she also gets chorus. So what do I need a new pasuk for? Ki chol echem achmetz v'nichusa, to tell me even an isha. Cheat an isha gets chorus. So tomorrow, no, itzrach. I would think maybe chametz is different. Itzrach. I need a special pasuk here. Because talkot, the chaminach, I would think, hoyu uksiv, loy seichel olav chametz, pasuk says, true, don't eat chametz on Pesach, but right away it says, shivas yavim teichel olav matzis. But for 7 days you're supposed to eat matzah. So there's a hekish chometz to the mitzvah matzah. I would think, kol sheyeshna b'kum echo matzah. Whoever has the chiyuv teat matzah, whoever's b'chal this mitzvah saseh man gromum, teat matzah, men, is yeshna b'al teichel chometz. So a man has the chiser not teat chometz. Haba b'hani noshi, women, hoyov lesnaya b'kum echo matzah, alpi pastures they should be potter from eating matzah, because matzah is a mitzvah saseh shazman grom, it only comes once a year, so there should be potter from eating matzah. The hebele mitzvah saseh shazman gromihi is aimo b'bal teichel chometz nami lesnayu. So I would think here this lav is different, even though women are b'chlal all the lavim of the Torah, but the lav of chometz is different, because I think the Torah only gave the lav of chometz where you have the mitzvah saseh teat matzah, and noshim don't have the mitzvah saseh teat matzah, maybe they don't have the lav of chometz. Kamash malon. That's why I need the pasuk of ki chol oichel machmetzus v'nichrasan a new limud. Ki chol oichel, whoever eats chametz gets chorus. Not only men, even women. So that's why I need a special pasuk by chorus. Ki chol oichel machmetzus, anybody, even women, get chorus. So it's good Reb Lezer. By the pasuk of chorus, we say it's coming to be marbi, even noshim get chorus. Mashenka in the pasuk of the lav that says ki chol oichel Kol machmetz lo yisachelu, that's an extra posik. That's come to tell us that they tarubas. If you eat the chametz in a mixture, you're over the lav. So the Gemara now, the halacha is the hashda, the israbulu b'bal teichel chametz. But now that we have this new posik, tichol leichol machmetz v'nichrasot, that even an isha, if she eats chametz on Pesach, she's over at the chorus, the chiv chorus. It's Rabbi Nami Lachilas Matzah. Therefore, now the locher is that the Mechuyiv Tit Matzah Midiraisa. That's the way we hold. That Pesach Banait and Isha also has the Chiyiv Midiraisa Tita Matzah. Ki Reb Lezer, like Reb Lezer. Ki Yom Reb Lezer. Noshim Chayoves Lachilas Matzah Dvar Torah. Noshim HaMechuyiv Midiraisa Tit Matzah Pesach Banait. Shenema, the Posek says, Lo Yisoychel Olav Chomitz, you're not allowed to eat Chomitz, but Shivas Yomim Techel Olav Matzis. But 7 days, go and eat Matzah. Seven Ladaf, he commits the first night. So we dash him, Kol Sheyeshtim about Teichel Chomitz, whoever is Bechlal this lav of not teach Chomitz, like we're saying, even in Isher is, because we have the Posek, Yichol Echem Achmetz of Nichmason, is Yeshno Bechilas Matzon, has this mitzvah sesay, teach Matzon. The male of Ahani, Noshim, these women, Nami, Ho Yuvi Yeshtim about Teichel Chomitz, since they're now Bechlal the lav, the Chiyat Chorus, not teach Chomitz on Pesach, from the Posek, Yichol Echem Achmetz of Nichmason, is now yeshno mekum echo matzah. The bechlal this mitzvah saseh tit matzah. For the Gemara now, so good. So all the pesukim are good. Ki chol echo machmetzes by chorus has come to tell us that noshim also have a chiyuv chorus of these chametz on Pesach. For the Gemara, umay chazes the high kol the rebuya noshim. Who tells you that ki chol echo machmetzes is telling me that if an isha eats chametz on Pesach, she gets chorus? But to say that chometz are its rubas, you don't get chorus. Ema, say the other way. Ema, let's say the other way. Let's say if I can't, that the pasuk yichol echem achmetz has come to tell us that if you have chometz gomer, ayidei tarubas, you mixed it up, you chayev chorus. Maybe I wouldn't know an isha is chayev chorus. Maybe only if a man eats chometz ayidei tarubas. So tomorrow, that's a svarah.
All right, we'll stop here.